You're listening to a Prairie Punk House Companion right here on the Prairie Punk Press Network.
The views expressed by any host or any guest on the Prairie Punk House Companion are the personal views or opinions of the people who express them and do not reflect the views or opinions of anyone else on the show or any company, employer, or any other organization that the individual expressing them has or will affiliate with in the past, present, or future. Hi, everybody. You're listening to a Prairie Punk House Companion. We are on episode 53. My name is Neckbone.
Hi, I'm Jerbear, and I'm on week 3 of whatever this bullshit is that has me coughing all day and all night.
That sucks.
It does. Why are you in a closet?
I'm in the closet right now. I would like to come out of the closet now. This isn't a closet. This is just where my clothes are hanging in a hotel room because I'm traveling for work.
That's why you have that cool headpiece.
That's true. And this is just where the table is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like moving it to another part of the room. I honestly, looking around, I don't know what would make a better background anyway. Probably nothing.
Well,
because this is a very dull hotel room.
Our first handful of episodes you recorded in a closet as well, so really
this is going back.
reaching back into those early days of the podcast. I just now remembered that I had a dream last night that we were in Kansas City by the Boston Apartments, and like it's not a recurring dream, but it's a recurring scene in a dream or area in a dream where we're going down Main Street, just past Westport. That's what I meant, Westport. So we turn east on 39th and then go one street past Main, east of Main, and turn north to go around the other side of the Boston Apartments. But it's always weird and different and strange. And then it happens a lot in these dreams that I have of the Boston Apartments, where we go into the courtyard area in the back, and they made it all nice. And weird. It's weird how often I have that dream and how often I move my family into the Boston Apartments with you.
That feels like a sitcom.
Weird. Just remember,
let's put
that
a treatment together for that so we can pitch it to a few networks.
Tubi
would definitely look. We have given Tubi so many shout outs on our other podcast, Punk Movie Review, that Tubi really, really, really should be giving us money.
So
they've been riding for free, and that will not stand any longer.
As a beautiful segue, because on Tubi right now, you can watch the Gilman Street documentary, Turn It Around, which focuses on the San Francisco Bay Area scene and the founding of Lookout Records, which is, like I said, a nice segue, because today we're going to review the Shit Split from 1991, which is a split album with a Filth side and a Blat side, and it's the rubric we use on the podcast to judge what kind of punk rockers people are. You can be a Blatz punk or a Filth punk or a poser. That's the only three kinds that there are.
That's it. That's only we don't three. Make the rules.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we did, but it was,
we are not above the rules.
It was foisted upon us by a higher power. Like, we made the rules with divine inspiration from the god of punk rock or something.
I thought you were going to say we made the rules with Divine, the actor.
Yeah. RIP.
R.I.P. So, yes, these were handed down by Divine and John Waters or
Yeah.
something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
So it is what it is,
John
man.
Waters loves filth.
That's true.
I don't
He
know if he
does.
meant the band, but I'm sure he
Let's
would.
assume. I
I
assume he
think we
means
should
the
assume that.
band.
Yeah.
I assume that.
All right.
Yeah.
And really, who doesn't
So,
love filth?
John Waters, if you listen to this
I'm sure he
podcast,
does.
I'm sure he does. Let us know if you like the band Filth.
Or do you prefer Blatz?
Right. Or are you a poser?
He's not a poser. He's John
I hope
Waters.
he's not a poser. I hope he's not a poser. I hope. Like Jaber said, we are reviewing the Blatz Filth split, commonly known as the shit split. And it was released in 1991. And then for some reason, it was released again in 1994, both on Lookout Records. Then it was re-released again in 2000 on Life is Abuse Records. Did not know that.
As a CD,
And
a double CD, and it
a double CD.
basically is Blatz discography and Filth discography. So it's got their 7 inches as well.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, so
Pretty cool.
it's like a 2 hour double album.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Which is if you have a streaming service where you have the album to listen to, I think you can only get the double LP discography. I don't think they just have the standalone shit split anymore on streaming
Right.
services.
Right. Well, when I was looking up the track listing, it sent me to Apple Music, and it was like, yeah, the entire 2 hour discography, which I it was confused by. But that explains it now. Then for some reason it was re-released again on Alternative Tentacles in
2008.
2009.
Oh, nine. Okay.
Yeah. Close. Not bad. Yeah, so the Blatz side, it comes in at about 40 minutes, 48 seconds. The Filth side, 36 minutes, 7 seconds. So they're pretty comparable.
That's the, I mean, that's the extended cuts.
Yes.
The actual record, the original release is about 20 side, 20, sorry, 20 minutes per side. That's a
Yeah.
like a
I was
40
going to
minute
say,
record.
I remember it being like way shorter. Like, because I did listen to the extended one, and I was like, man, this is way longer than I remember it
So
being.
the original track
But.
list, the Blatz side is Homemade Speed, Lullaby, Chuck, Berkeley Is My Baby, Cockroach Cafe, California, Dolly. It says untitled. I don't know why. I Don't Care About You and Fuck Shit Up.
Oh,
And
yeah.
the filth side is The List, You Are Shit, Night of Rage, Filth, Violence is a Solution, Scarred for Life, and a cover Banned from the Pubs. So as we've discussed, we both prefer the Blatz side. Sitting down and listening to the entire thing, did anything surprise you or change your mind or make you reconsider your stance?
So I'm still on Team Blatz, but man, that gap is closing. Every time I listen to the entire album, I'm like, yeah, Filth is, I mean, they're catching up. And a lot of the reason why I probably still choose Blatz, I'm going to be completely honest, is for sentimental reasons. I mean, it was the side I heard first. It was at that point in my
It was more
life,
palatable to your
it was
ear.
more palatable. Absolutely. I mean, I was into skate punk and shit, and like I thought the Filth side was okay, but I was like, yeah, it's good, but like the Blatz side is, especially, I mean, Fuck Shit Up was the first song I ever heard. I think the Fannings played it for me,
Probably.
probably.
Probably. We
I
listen to
think I
the
heard it
shit
at
split a
Kansas
lot.
Street.
We listen to a
Yeah.
lot. And usually the Blatz side, because it
Yep.
was like fucking party music, you know.
Yeah,
You
for
could get
sure.
wasted and sing along much easier to
Yeah.
Blatz than you could filth. I mean, you can sing along to
Oh,
filth
for
just
sure.
fine, but as I mean, it's not as fun and silly as some of the Blatz
Right.
songs.
Well, yeah, the Blatz side, like, yeah, I remember drinking at Kansas Street, and yeah, somebody put on Fuck Shit Up, and I was just like, what the fuck is this? This is great.
I mean it's pretty anthemic. I mean as far as punk rock songs go, I mean there's not many better punk rock anthems than Fuck Shit Up. I mean
Right. Yeah.
it's up there.
I mean, for me, it's one of the defining songs of
living in Kansas and being a young punk. Like, it's just, I was 18 years old when I heard it, and that just was, that kind of became, I can't separate that memory from, like being like a young Kansas punk, a young adult, barely adult Kansas punk.
I
So.
mean, there's a reason we chose, or I guess, I don't know. I think I kind of pushed it on you. But you agreed that it was a good idea. That I chose the shit split as like a defining characteristic of punks because the shit split was such a encapsulation of 90s punk rock. It was, I mean, almost everyone I knew had that record, and everyone had a favorite side, and it just seems like the punk rock record that everybody had in the 90s. So, I mean, that's kind of why I made it the metric of what kind of punk you were, because everybody had it.
Obviously, it's Bay Area, and man, oh man, we were talking about this right before we started recording. But yeah, like I Blatz is so Bay Area. Like I forgot how unbelievably Bay Area they fucking sound. And that's not a bad thing. Like we listened to a lot of Bay Area punk back then. So
Well,
that was
I
just
mean,
where the bands were.
I think Filth is too,
They're Bay
on
Area,
the
yeah.
more the crustier side. Because I mean, you got Filth, you got Neurosis, El Dopa, Dystopia, like all those Bay Area bands, like it's all, I mean, it all sounds, I mean, maybe not Dystopia as much, but like they all sound pretty, I mean, it sounds like, a Gilman Street band, whether it's on the crusty side or on the poppier skate punk side. And Blatz kind of like Grimple straddles that line of like pop punk, drunk punk. I don't know. I mean, Grimple more crusty than Blatz, but definitely like drunk punk or like gutter punk or whatever you would call that. It straddles the line really well and in an interesting way. One of the things about the Blatz side that I like so much is just how fucking snotty it is. Like it's just it really encapsulates like the snottiness and like of punk rock that Filth doesn't really do. It captures more of the angry, rage-filled side. The Blatz side is angry as well, but it's much more like sardonic, I guess.
And I think maybe that's why the Filth side has started catching up with the Blatz side for me, like, because the Blatz side is very, yeah, it is. It's very snotty. It's very, I'm a young punk rocker, where the Filth side is angrier. It's more rage filled. And as I've gotten older and things have, we talk about politics a lot on this show. So as the political climate has shifted to be even worse than it was in the 90s, there is that kind of that rage that's always boiling just under the surface. And I think maybe that is why the Filth side speaks to me more than it used to now, or maybe my tastes have just changed and matured. Maybe it's both. But yeah, the Blatz side is, oddly enough, and I don't think I ever really thought about this much back in the day, but the Blatz side is oddly, even though it's poppier and it's closer to, like, yeah, like I don't know if I'd call it skate punk. Def I wouldn't call it pop punk, but it's poppier. Maybe skate punk, but like I don't know, dirty skate punk. That's
I think
it's not
drunk punk is a pretty good
drunk punk. Yeah,
term for
drunk
it.
punk.
Chaos punk, maybe. I don't know, because it's
N
very
it's
chaotic,
very it is. It
but it
definitely has that
has
feel of
more pop sensibilities, or maybe not pop sensibilities, but it's got friendlier hooks to it than Filth does. And that's not
But
a
it
it's not a good
also,
thing or a bad thing. It's just kind of a
it
thing.
feels, they feel more like a garage band. Like they do feel like it was more DIY. Filth, the Filth side is, even though it's crustier, it's tighter.
The
Like
musicianship
it's
of Filth is much better. I mean, just you
yeah.
I, j listen to the bass player and the bass riffs in Blatz and in Filth, and Filth like knocks it out of the park. Like
Oh
the musicianship is much
They
better
were
on the
much
Filth
more
side.
skilled musicians. Yeah, it's not even a contest.
I mean, maybe not skilled, but definitely they tried harder.
I mean, Blatz was formed in 89. Looks like Filth was also formed in 89, but who knows how long any of them had been playing at that point. This was back when we were listening to this, was before you could just look everything up on the internet. So it's
So,
just one of the things that we just don't know.
in that documentary I was talking about, Turn It Around, Blatz, I mean, they talked about how Blatz shows were dangerous. I know, Jesse performed nude most of the time and definitely like got in the crowd's faces and like kind of not as far as GG Allin. Like he wasn't shitting all over the place and stuff, but he was doing some pretty outlandish shit at live shows. And another thing in the documentary they said about Filth was that Jake started it as a joke to critique like upper crusties, like people who took punk rock super seriously, kind of started as a joke, and then the joke kind of went away and it became more serious. And I don't want to say that the person they interviewed, I don't remember who it was. I'm not trying to say they were talking shit, but they were kind of talking shit about Jesse, because or not Jesse, but Jake Filth, because I think they thought he took it too far. Took the bit too far. I don't know though. I want to watch it again. We should definitely review it because
We
it's really
absolutely should, yeah.
interesting. You know, I mean, they talk about Dead Kennedys and like the early 80s San
Yeah.
Francisco scene and how different it was. But
Maybe we should do that one after Hedwig.
yeah, I think we should. It'd be fun.
It is weird that, like, yeah, every time I listen to the Phil side, it's I like it better. And listening to it even just today, I was just like, man, the Phil side is it's fucking great. Like, I wish I could have appreciated it more when I was younger. So, but
I think that I have kind of burned myself out on it. Like I maybe listened to it too much. And I don't feel that way about the Blatt side. I probably listened to them equal amounts, but the Blatt side just like it better still. If you know I'm listening to my playlist and Blatz comes on, I'll probably listen to it. If Filth comes on, about a 50-50 chance I'll listen to it or skip it. I really like how each band quotes the other in songs. They both do like little shout outs to the other band in certain songs that I really like Filth in the song Filth quotes Lullaby, sleep little one sleep, take comfort in the night's embrace of the morning sun will open your eyes, see that you live in a fucked up place. And Blatz to the future quotes walk through the filth, you will find me there, needle hanging from my veins, I own you, own your emotions, I can make you love, I can make you hate. And then it goes into Blatz to the future, which is kind of about punk rock bands selling out. So, I really like how they do those little quotes of one another. And I mean, they were in the same scene, the same city. I'm sure they played a shit ton of shows together. So,
Oh, I'm
it
sure. I
makes
mean,
sense that they would do that. And I mean, it's a split record. So,
I honestly, like, I mean, because I got to know them because of the split, I can't think of one without the other. It's impossible. And I know we'd like toyed with the idea of like, should we review this as two records or one record? But yeah, I definitely agree. Like one record, it's two different bands, but it is just
It's a
it
shit
oddly
split.
goes really well together.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't think of a more quintessential 1990s punk rock record. I mean, I don't know, I don't think that it's the best punk rock record of the 90s, but it's in the more underground punk rock scene, it's probably the most ubiquitous record.
It's got staying power. It is out of print every single issue and reissue is out of print as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
So if you still have your shit split, hang on to that thing.
I don't at all.
I don't either. I had it for a while,
I
dude,
think I had
long
the
gone.
94 re-release, and I sold it for beer money probably, which, you know, apropos for the shit split. I mean, if you're gonna get rid of it, it ought to be to buy beer or drugs. I don't know, depending on your
I think it was
proclivities.
just in my crate of records, one of my crates of records that I left at somebody's
House,
house,
yeah.
probably at some point. I lost lots of records and CDs that way. I
Yeah.
just like just leaving them at with roommates or places where I was crashing, and just they were just they're just gone. So we're gonna do positives and negatives of both sides of the album. Jerbear, what are your positives on the Blatt side? We'll start with you on the Blatt side.
On the Blatt side, positives are the snark. I love how snarky they are. I really enjoy the banter between tracks. It sounds like they were having a lot of fun in the studio recording it. And I also like the dual male female vocals. The woman with the higher voice, I kind of had a crush on just based on her voice. I don't even know what she looks like. Sounds adorable. So those are my positives.
Okay. What are your positives for the Phil side?
How angry it is. How the musicianship is really good. His vocals are some of the gnarliest vocals. I mean, it sounds like he gargles glass. And you know, when I do vocals, that's one of the inspirations that I try and go for. I don't quite have that raspy of a voice, but
Keep working on it, kid. You'll
it's
get there.
he definitely has a really good punk rock scream.
Yeah, agree
Yeah.
100%. I'll go and do my positives of the Blatt side and same male female vocals together. At that time, at that part of my life, I wasn't listening to a lot of bands that had women as vocalists. Really, the only ones I really knew about at that time were most of them were like Riot Girl bands,
Right,
which
yeah.
was its own genre of punk.
Right, and this wasn't anywhere near that.
No, this was like totally different thing. It absolutely blew my mind. Like I did have a crush on her just based on her vocals because she just sounded awesome, and I like the raw sound of that entire side. It appealed to my skate punk sensibilities, but it was a lot rawer. It was a lot angrier. So yeah, you're right. It still had those kind of skate punk riffs, but there was a lot of rage under there too. But yeah, fun rage, 90s style. So, and the Phil side, the rage there too, it's a completely different kind of rage that I can relate to a lot more now than I think I could back then. The agree with the musicianship, like that was that side of the record was so much tighter. And once again, it just depends on my mood. Sometimes I want that kind of more, raw garage sound, but sometimes, I everything sound tight, and that split gives you both, and in a way you wouldn't expect, because especially at that time in the 90s, you would expect the more the skate punk side to be tighter and the crustier
Crustier
side
side
to
to be
be a little
sloppier.
more sloppier, but it's the exact opposite of what you would expect. It subverts your expectations, both sides of it does.
So when you were talking about it being like an East Bay ass record, the bassist of Filth definitely has that fucking busy bass player shit that almost all of the fucking East Bay bands had at the time. Like, so busy, just fucking walking lines all over the fucking place. It's a very East Bay sound. I mean, you hear it in 15, early Green Day. Almost all of them had like very busy bass players, fucking Rancid even. They're
I mean, we agreed that that's the only part about Rancid you like is their bassist. So
And they're all really busy. Which is, I think, kind of unique to the East Bay scene. I mean, Crimp Shrine, similar. I mean, 15 and Crimp Shrine are almost the same.
Negatives, let's see. I'll do negatives on the negatives on the Blatt side. This is tough. I'm not gonna say that I love every single track, especially like I don't love every single track equally, but I find every single track necessary for the complete picture. So it's tough to come up with negatives because I have such a sentimental attachment to this album.
That's why I made you go first.
Yeah, you fucker. One of the big negatives is that it was re-released a bunch of times, seemingly for no real reason, and now every single one of them is out of print. So, fuck you for being weird about re-releasing a bunch of shit on a bunch of different record labels, and then just and then having every single one of them be out of print.
Well, they probably don't own it.
They probably don't. I mean, it keeps moving record labels,
Right.
so I mean, maybe Alternative Tentacles owns it. Now they have since 2009, I guess. So that's my negative for the entire record. No real negatives on the like I said, I like the sloppiness, the skate sloppiness of Blatts and the tight crustiness of Phil. Like I don't really have any negatives other than the fact that the fucking thing's out of print. And like I said, that doesn't mean that I love every single track. There's some tracks that really stand out to me and some where I'm just kind of like, eh. It's okay, but I think every single track does paint a complete picture of both sides, and I think you need every single one on there, even if they're not your favorite. So.
I struggle to find a negative on the Blatt side. I can't think of any. I don't know. It's so good. Like I said, it comes on, I rarely skip a Blatt's track. The Phil side, one of the things I noticed on my last listen to, and maybe it's because I just got done with band practice, but when I listen to it, and we're very fast band, but some of the Phil songs to me drag a little bit. I think they could be sped up some, like play a little faster. Like you've got all this rage and you're just kind of slogging along on some of the songs. Like go faster, play faster.
Fair enough.
But that
Yeah, I
is
felt that
personal
on a few tracks,
preference.
but
But yeah. I mean, that's the only negative I can really think of, is that, there's a couple
And that's
songs
really
that could
only
be
on a couple
faster.
of
Right, it's not on
tracks.
all of them. Just a couple. Like play it faster. It seems like it should be faster than this.
What are your standout tracks for either side?
I mean, obviously Fuck Shit Up. That's the easy answer. But I really like Lullaby, because it's so misanthropic and just such a fucking downer. And then like Hot Take Lullaby, and not Lullaby, sorry, Hot Take fucking Cockroach Cafe is so fucking good.
That's the thing. The thing about the Blatt side is there's a lot of tracks that are just fucking weird. There's weird as shit, and I love it.
Yeah, especially if you get the especially if you have the discography, like Learning How to Smile, or the one about that where they get in a car crash. It's wild shit on that Blatt side.
probably not appropriate for someone my son's age, but he really likes the song Learning How to Smile. It's on one of my playlists, and he likes to listen to it again and again because he thinks it's really funny. But yeah, my standouts, I think for the Blatt side, obviously Fuck Shit Up, like Homemade Speed a lot. I Don't Care About You, Nausea. Lullaby, and of course on the Learn How to Smile or Learning How to Smile. Fucking just great. For me, Phil, Obviously, Filth, The List, Today's Lessons, Night of Rage. Love Banned from the Pubs too. I think Banned from the Pubs was the I think that was the first song I ever heard on the Filth side.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I
And
think
maybe that's
so.
just the one you remembered because, I mean, it's
Maybe.
at the end of the record, so
It
you
is.
probably just
Yeah.
didn't pay
That's why I
attention
thought it was
until Banned from
strange.
the Pubs.
Probably because I was probably drinking too. Yeah, and at the Fannings, so.
So the Filth side, obviously The List. I mean, I mean that's probably everybody's pick. I also
Yeah,
really
that's a
like Violence
great
as a
fucking song.
Solution.
Yeah, that's a great song too.
Those are the standouts really for me. I mean, they're all good. But The List and Violence as a Solution are probably my favorite tracks on the Filth side.
And when I was younger, there were tracks on both sides that I would skip. And after listening to it now, I don't really feel the need to skip any tracks. I don't know if I've just matured to like a wider variety of the way punk songs can sound. I don't know if I've just gotten older and wiser or what it is, but yeah, I was listening to songs where I just thought they were okay in the past, and now I really like them. Or it could just be because I've over listened to some certain songs, and now the songs I haven't over listened to are
Right. Could be.
they seem almost new by comparison.
I think our segment of how to make it better is kind of moot. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Except for
It's
those,
really
except
it.
for like a handful of Filth songs being played slightly
Yeah.
faster. I don't have any improvements.
Well, how to make it better? It really only works with movies. I don't know if it works with albums. I don't know. I say that
Fair.
as somebody who's not a musician, but does think of himself as an amateur filmmaker. So I get a lot snobbier about movies because I feel like
Sure.
it's my place to be snobbier about them.
A rating scale. Are we gonna rate them, or do we
Oh
want to
yeah.
talk more about it? I don't know what
I
else
don't know
there's
if
to
I have much
say.
else to. I don't know what else there's to say either. Yeah, let's go ahead and rate them.
Let's do Filth first, since we've been doing Blats first.
Okay, we'll do Phil first. I think I always do Blats first because that's just the order I would listen to it in.
Well,
I
that's
feel
side
like it.
one. Side one is
Yeah,
Blats.
yeah. So our rating scale.
Let's
So we use two rating
do. Oh,
scales on
right,
this
yeah.
show. The first one is based on how good we think it is, and that changes with every single episode, the actual scale. So what are we going to use? Should we rate, let's rate them both separately too.
The Filth side should be open wounds made by an X-Acto knife on our arms.
Okay, how many?
Five. Because
Five.
on the image they use, she's spelling out filth, so
Oh, okay. Okay, so okay, out of five open wounds on
Cut by
our
an X-Acto
arms,
knife.
cut by an X-Acto knife, how many would you give it out of five for the
Five.
filth side? Okay.
That's
Same. I
filth.
would also give it five. Yeah. Because I'm not gonna give it four. I'm not gonna be that asshole. Because I like it better than four. So I'm gonna give it five. Yeah.
That's a five open wound record. Cut
Sure.
by an
Now, if the
X-Acto
scale
knife.
were bigger, if the scale was like 500, I might give it like 490 or something like that.
All
But.
right. Well, maybe we should revise it to lists.
Okay.
Cause the list is
Yeah.
thousands long.
Yes.
But
That's true.
perhaps the list is only hundreds long.
Yeah. Okay. So.
No,
Five
I just
hundred.
want to stick with the I would stick
Okay.
with the open wounds.
Okay,
That
five.
was
Then I'm
just a
giving it
funny.
five.
All right.
Okay. All right,
And
five.
on the punk rock scale, how punk rock is it?
Upper crust.
For sure.
I mean,
Is that
Jesus
even a
Christ. Like,
question?
it's not even a fucking question. Yeah. So
It's punk
yeah,
as fuck.
our other scale, for those that don't know, is there's only three categories it can fit in. Is poser, and that's the least punk. Punk-a-ma-rocker, which is pretty fucking punk, and then upper crust is the most punk. Now, it doesn't necessarily need to be a crusty album or a crusty movie to get that upper crust label. That just means it's the most punk. So this is definitely an upper crust record for sure. Okay, so how many What scale are we using for the Blatz side? Are we just using cans of Blatz?
Yeah.
Okay,
For
how
like
many?
12.
12? Okay, out of a 12 pack? Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead. I'll go first. I'm going to give it 12. It's 12 cans of
Yeah,
Blatz.
12.
Yeah.
12 cheaper than the beer also.
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
record, their 7-inch is cheaper than the
Yeah.
beer.
Cheaper than the
Well, it
beer.
was. It's probably not anymore.
I don't, can you still get Blatz? Do they make it?
The beer? I have no
Yeah.
idea.
I don't think they
I
do.
don't think you can get the 7-inch cheaper than the beer anymore either.
That's true. I mean, you could probably find it at like a, you know, like a estate sale,
Yeah,
maybe.
maybe.
Some rich people's punk rock kid who moved out, never cleaned out their room from 30 years ago, and they're just selling off their crap now. Maybe you'll get lucky enough. Go rummage through some estate sales, everybody, and see if you can find it.
Punk rockers are known for having estate sales.
That's true. Hey, we love a good estate sale. I don't know what to tell you. So, what would you give it on the punk
Oh,
scale?
it's also Upper Crust Doy.
Yeah, same. Yeah, upper crust. Yeah. So, this is damn near a perfect album
Oh
for us
yeah,
then.
for sure. Yeah, I mean it doesn't get much better for what it is.
Right.
There are better records, there are punker records, but as a whole, I mean it's like epitome the epitome of 90s punk. Like
It
it
is.
just it is.
And it's two very different styles of 90s funk. It did kind of appeal to everybody. You could have,
Well, that's why so
yeah,
many people had
crusty.
it.
Yeah. You have crusties and skater punks hanging out at the same party and listening to the same album, and everybody's happy.
News. Our friend Aaron Rivers died. Sunday, we will be playing his memorial at Wave. And that should be weird.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's f a fun celebration of his life and sharing happy memories of him. I mean that's the intent. So, it's always kind of strange to play a show like that. I've done it once before and it feels very weird. But I'm looking forward to it just the same.
Yeah.
I think it'll be cathartic also to get some of that energy out in a productive way. Had another friend die last week. I don't think you knew him, but his name's Brad Williams. He was a
I didn't
bartender.
know him.
Kelly's, he worked at Tanya's Soup Kitchen for a long time, and he was a really sweet fucking dude. And he passed away last week, and his
That's
memorial is Thursday at Tanya's. So two friends in 2 weeks was fucking
That's
stupid.
crazy.
And
We've
they
had
both died in their sleep.
that's crazy. That's a, so we've had so many people that we know die over the last few years, that it's we always say that you lose people a lot faster when you live in like the punk rock lifestyle. But so many people have been dying of just random things. Like they're these I mean they're not dying of crazy, like crazy stories, crazy punk rock things. I don't know. Seems like a statistical improbability.
I don't know. Fucking weird though. And I'm not numb to it. I'm not used to it, but it doesn't affect me as much as it used to. I guess
Yeah.
the shock of it has kind of been taken away by frequency and amount.
Yeah.
Which doesn't feel good. That's that. We are going to, if we have any listeners in Missouri, we're playing in Joplin on April 17th, which is a Friday at a pizza place with the band Gravehuffer. Which is fucking cool. We're super stoked about that. And then the next night, we are going to play with them at Kirby's, with Verruckt, who we
Oh,
had the
cool.
drummer on our podcast a while ago.
We should
We
put links in the description of both of those bands.
yeah,
I think we have
for
Verruckt in the
sure.
past, but yeah, let's just do it again. Fuck it. Yeah.
And then in see what else is going on. We might get a show at Skate Bar in Kansas City. So Kansas City friends, I will let you know. But if we play up there, you should fucking come see my band because it should be fun. We are
Cool.
getting t-shirts made this weekend, t-shirts and patches made this weekend. So we'll have some merch for sale. And I think we're still gonna try and record soon.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Well,
That's band
yeah, let me
updates.
know. Yeah. I mean, if I can, especially for Kansas City shows, I might try to come down for Kansas City shows. It's a lot easier for me to get to Kansas City than it is to get to Wichita.
Aaron was in
Yeah.
town last weekend
Oh,
for
cool, yeah.
Knob Fest, and we just wound up getting on a show at Kirby's last minute on Thursday, which is the day he got into town, and he was able to come see us play at
That's cool.
Kirby's. And he and I got to kick it and went to Knob Fest and watched some experimental music.
That's cool.
Torin played Saturday night when I was there. It was real good. He's got some boy band. What's it called? Starboys, I think, is what it's called. It's him and two other dudes. It's real good.
Boy band?
Starboys, I think, is what it's called. He plays
No, you're
guitar
okay. You
and
referred to them as a boy band.
well, yeah, because
I'm just thinking of them like dancing and singing.
no,
Mm-hmm.
it's very like atmospheric. Like there's a bass player, Torn's doing like swells and stuff on guitar, and then there's one of our other friends playing a laptop and doing some video
Yeah.
behind them. It's rad.
I don't really have any updates. I did find an illustrator, fingers crossed, for my children's book.
Oh yeah.
So whenever I get that done, I will release it digitally for free. And if there's enough people who like it, then I will do a small run printed, but that I would have to charge for because
Fuck
that
yeah.
costs me money then. Yeah. So
I'm being swarmed by cats. I don't know if you could hear them.
I can't.
Okay, well, our
Yeah.
cat Cupcake was just crying at me a lot, and then two other cats came in, and I feel like they're going to, I don't know, do something shady.
Probably.
I mean, they're
This
cats.
is a sad recording for me because I usually have nobody can see him, but my dog is usually laying right next to me as I'm recording. But because I am in a hotel on a work trip, I do not have my dog next to me, and that makes me very sad.
Yeah, that sucks,
So.
dude.
Yeah. So Sharky, I know you listen to this podcast. So
Yeah.
just know that next time I record, I'll be right there. I'll be back for our next recording. Yeah.
I'd like to thank our patrons, Joe and Chris and Alec and Adam and Johnny. You fuckers rule. We love you.
Right, everybody. Thanks again for listening. Yeah, this is a super short episode, but that's okay
Up the punks.
because up the punks. And I'm sure in our next episode it will be way too long, so that'll make up for this one being shorter, I guess. Because the next one, we're probably gonna have a guest.
Yeah.
I hope.
We've been trying to get her on for a while now.
Yeah.
Various things have come up. Last week we were supposed to record, but I had a water line break in my front yard and had to fucking deal with that bullshit. Luckily, it was fixed for free by the city, so
Oh, that's
did
cool.
not charge me a shit ton of money. We were worried it was going to be thousands of dollars, but it was on their side,
Yes.
so they fixed it and huzzah.
You got very lucky.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
real.
Our pipes bursting was all inside our house, so that cost
Oh,
us
fucking hell.
$28,000.
28,000? Holy
Insurance
shit.
paid for half of it,
Yeah.
so
I
we had to
mean,
pay. We had to
that's
finance
a
the
lot
other
of fucking
14
money.
grand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's a lot of
so we had to
fucking
finance
money.
it. So we're just in deeper debt now.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I mean,
cool.
statistically, most families can't afford a $400 emergency, so
That's true.
you know.
We're doing better than most people, at
Yeah.
least.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
Yep.
Just a real quick politic to throw out. I heard today is the fucking wildest thing I've fucking
Yeah.
heard. Nebraska wants to reduce, that's right, reduce the minimum wage from $15, $16 an hour to $13.50.
Jesus
What a
Christ.
time to be
Are they,
alive.
I know. Are they worried that people are getting a little too comfortable being able to tuck $5 away every month?
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. How dare they?
Yeah.
Just work until you're dead, like Ben Shapiro said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do people even retire? I don't get it.
Don't get
Just be a multi, just be a multimillionaire like me. And get a job where you just have to talk into a microphone. We had to sneak some politics in there, so
Can't help
it was
it.
bound to happen.
Yep.
Can't help it. We cannot help ourselves.
Look, we live in dark
Yeah.
times.
We do. It sucks. But that's okay.
Sleep,
We'll
little
come
one,
out the other
sleep.
side.
Take comfort in
Yeah.
the night's embrace. It's the morning sun will open your eyes. You live in a fucked up place.
It's true. Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah.
The album was ahead of its time.
Indeed.
So everybody, go listen to the Shit Split wherever you can find it.
Yeah,
If you have
tell
to,
us
listen
which
to it
side
on
you
YouTube.
prefer.
Right. Yeah. Or just tell us if you're a poser.
Right. I bet there's
If
lots of
you
posers
refuse
out
to
there.
listen to it. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to go to www.prairiepunkpress.com. That's where all of our links are. And don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel as well. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, especially people who hate listen to us because they give us the most comments and the most interaction, which really actually helps the algorithm. So thank you again, trolls, for helping our algorithm.
Yep. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Tonight, we're gonna fuck shit up.